Yo.
What up, what up? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have Dirk Diggler live with us.
I'm a star.
Word.
Great, big, shining star.
13 inches. That's a lot to handle.
I've never seen a movie Boogie Nights either.
Wow. What were you doing? You just wasn't a movie person?
No, but I've never been a movie person. Because, like, the movies that I used to watch day in, day out. Like, I can quote all of Purple Rain. I can quote all of Half-Baked. I can quote all of How High. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there once was a time where either I bought DVDs when they were on sale, or I bought movies I was familiar with, and I would just watch them and quote them and quote them and quote them. So, like, when it came to, like, new movies and shit, I just wasn't interested in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Or, like, let's just say you're watching XYZ movie at your house, and I caught it from, like, either the tail end or the middle. I would buy the movie and then watch it from the beginning and make it one of my favorite movies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to bring on the Boogie Nights theme, Red Gone Wild is on.
That's actually the name of an underrated album by Redman.
That is true. Actually, believe it or not, you know, that's my least favorite Redman album.
It's not his best, but it has some hits on there.
As a matter of fact, the way Red got his Red Gone Wild was I bought it, I listened to it, I didn't like it, I gave it to him.
Yeah, I gave mine away too.
Yeah, it got some hits, but it's not his best. Definitely not his best.
Yeah, I can't remember one song off that shit.
The only song I remember off it was Mary Jane, and I think it had a Snoop Dogg feature.
Didn't it have that wasn't the one with Something for Everybody, right?
It might be.
I just remember the album cover. I don't remember nothing about this album.
Word.
There goes Yoga.
Yoga's on.
I was about to say, nigga, why you sound like Def just now? Like Dick Diggler.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It had Something for Everybody. It had Blow Trees. Blow Trees was a dope song.
Yeah, that one was all right. Gun Tony, and these are the Ghost Riders.
Hey. Wait a minute. Yo, wait. Hold on. No flag on that one.
No,
I know. I got you.
Okay, I'm about to say, I didn't explain it to you. I thought I did.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, cool. So, long story short, you guys are wondering why I summoned you for tonight's show. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
But, summoned.
We are actually doing something different, something that was requested by the listeners. So, of course, they know me and Two Gun for years. Like, this is year six of us doing this shit, right?
I think so.
Damn.
It's been a long time.
Year six. So the listeners requested was for me to interview the correspondents, not myself, but y'all. So they were the ones who came up with the questions that we are asking tonight. Okay.
All right. I'm down with it.
Let's go. All right. Gotta get in the zone.
All right. So the questions that they came up with are the questions, okay? Question number one. Is there an order to answer or?
Mikey Red than me. Fuck it.
Okay, fuck it.
Keep it traditional.
From the newest to the oldest. Yeah, from the newest to the oldest. All right. So, what got you into podcasting?
Being on a podcast with my peoples, you know what I'm saying? I got the call, be on the podcast. I was like, all right, cool. I ain't never done it before, but okay. I was myself, and I guess everybody liked it. Okay, you know what I'm saying? got a real different perspective than most folks, you know, that usually be on a podcast. So, you know, a different angle to everything.
Word, word, word. Okay. Red.
For me, it'll be y'all guys. Like Mikey said. Just being able to share my perspective and be able to chop it up with y'all guys on the weekly or whenever we do it. And then just the fact that there's people out there listening to kind of, you know, see what I got to say. You know, I haven't really ventured out and did my own joint yet, but just to be on this podcast and be with y'all, see how y'all do and the reviews y'all get. That's one of the reasons why.
There you go. You got to get your groove on. I'm sorry. That's going to be throughout the whole show. I'm telling you. It's going to be random times. Buckle up.
Gunner.
I told Digga he should do a podcast. He asked if I was going to be on it. I said, yeah. Knowing I didn't really want And here I am today. Stuck.
There it is. So you know what's so funny, though? The thing about it was he was just supposed to be the guest for the first episode, and like I said, I kept on bringing him back. I'm like, fuck it, this is our thing. Pause.
There it is.
Word.
Yeah, man.
So the next question is asked by my boy Michelangelo. What is your favorite childhood memory?
What the fuck is Michelangelo? I don't know who the hell that is. Shout out to Michelangelo for the question there. I shout out to Michelangelo, you know what I'm saying? My favorite childhood memory, being outside playing basketball with the neighborhood friends and shit.
Now you got Michelangelo being like, yo, man, this nigga just dissed my question.
Man, he'll be alright. But no, just being outside and riding bikes to fucking God knows where and goddamn, with the cocaine in the back of it and make it sound like you got a motorbike and shit.
Yo, I swear he said cocaine.
Yo, I thought he said the cocaine.
Yeah, I got the cocaine in the back of it.
Hey, Gunner. Hey, Gunner, we was in Goose Creek, not Brooklyn.
I thought he was with me in Orangeburg. Shit.
Yeah, but it's just like just being outside and hooping and playing football and do all the little kid stuff we used to do outside and shit. You don't see that shit nowadays a lot, but
yeah.
You know what's funny about childhood, though?
Yeah.
Our parents really didn't know how far we either walked or biked.
What the hell? No. We wasn't in the house.
Right? We wasn't in the house. Exactly. We wasn't in the house.
From where my parents live, I'm sorry, Red, but from my parents live to Bilo down the street is 4 miles, and we used to cross that shit on foot in no time.
In no time.
It's no way that's 4 miles.
Yeah, I think it's 2.
Yeah, it can't be 4 miles.
I think it's 2 miles.
No, from to the. Like I said, because I was at mom and dad's house last week, and I sat there and I literally looked at the mileage. It's 4 miles.
I don't believe it.
The Bilo at the end, at the beginning of the
So let me actually add a little more context into this, okay? From where I traveled, I there to Longleaf, then to Bilo.
Yeah, it's 4 miles because we took the roundabout, and that's actually was going to be my answer for my favorite childhood memory.
I know what y'all talking about now.
Yeah, so if you go through the neighborhood, and you go all the way up and down them roads, just longer. Mm-hmm. But like,
yeah,
but that was my favorite childhood memory. Anybody who knows me. And I think y'all get the gist of it from the show, and probably not so much than Gunner, because Gunner's huge on it. But I'm a nostalgic person. I like nostalgia. I like stuff. So this is a hard answer for me, but I would have to agree. It would be the going outside at like 10 in the morning, not coming back to like 7 o'clock at night.
Boom. But
But like, you're out and about, you're traveling to different neighborhoods and venturing different things. Your mode of transportation is your bike.
Yeah. Oh, anything with wheels on it.
Yeah, exactly. We ain't give a fuck, bro.
Motor transportation is your bike or your Nikes.
Yeah,
your bike. I get a Nikes.
Motherfuckers had inline skateboard, whatever.
For real. And I just remember, like Mikey said, for us, we go up to the next neighborhood over, and, you know, we had all our people over there that we used to kick it and play ball and stuff with. But what the real adventure was when we used to go venture out four or five neighborhoods out, you know what I mean? Like, the people that was on the other bus, and then we went and we played basketball against them cats. That was what it was right there. It's like, yeah, we never over here.
And honestly, I didn't get to your neighborhood until I actually had a car and shit. So
yeah, right. Yeah. Same here. We didn't get over to the other side until we had whips. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
But it was always like, hey, I remember you from Miss Johnson's class. Yeah, yeah.
yeah. Check on that. Check on that.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Gunner.
What's my favorite childhood memory?
Shit, just childhood, period.
Boom.
Yeah. Man, I can't put one thing on top of each other. Just how you say, you know, certain shit stick out more, like, just like the 80s and early 90s in general. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just that whole era. And being able to do superhuman shit and not get hurt.
Bruh, oh my god. Yeah. Tell me y'all ain't never built a ramp.
A ramp, yeah. Jumping off shit you're not supposed to jump off.
Boy.
So Digger can attest to this. Like, my nickname, and this may sound racist as shit nowadays, but back in the day, my nickname used to be Monkey Man. And the reason why is I used to climb the hell out of every fucking tree. We used to have this tree lot by our house before they cut it down and started building some houses and shit over there. We had this tall ass tree, and we would always climb that bitch to the top.
Yeah. You know the best tree to climb? A magnolia tree.
What, magnolia? Boy.
I don't know if y'all ever seen a magnolia tree before, but it's perfect for climbing trees, because each limb is like it'd be one hit, just not sturdy, it's always one right stepping level, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So you absolutely never gotta look for a limb, you just go straight up that shit,
bro. Hey, I'm gonna take this shit one step further. Manhunt.
Oh wow.
Manhunt. Okay,
so wait. How did you play Manhunt?
Okay, all right. What we did was we was bad at kids. Lord Jesus, we was bad as hell. We had we was in a motherfucking Ogatee, and the woods right behind Ogatee, close to Carnes Crossing. We used to go through the woods right there and cut through people's houses. They get mad as hell. But anyway, we motherfucking would, you know, pick one person to be it, of course, and we give about maybe 2 minutes to go hide. Motherfuckers run out in the goddamn wood, boy. We be hiding in trees, under bushes and leaves and shit. That's that's the time you really didn't give a fuck if there was a snake there, a spider here, or something, nigga. We was hiding like a motherfucker. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you something about playing in the woods, though. I was never thinking about animals and shit.
But no!
But listen, but them little shits that used to get stuck to your clothes,
oh yeah!
Oh, little prickly.
Oh my god! You come in the house with 150 of them shits on.
I can't get them shits out,
bro. So we were really walking in ditches and playing in woods, man.
Yep.
But to go about what Mikey said about Manhunt, we played it totally different.
Well, how was yours?
So we would literally park a car at the pitching mound on a baseball field.
How do you park a car as a child?
Wait.
We were teenagers.
Okay, so let's get some context behind this. So we graduated from the regular manhunt
to the teenage
to the teenage jackass version of manhunt.
Yeah.
All right. let me explain the rules.
Yes, sir.
So we would park. It was first things first. It had to be nighttime.
Yeah.
Okay. So we would park the car in the center, well, in the pitching mound of a baseball field, right?
Yeah.
So we would race to see who would be the first one to get in the car. The first one who got in the car, the object was to try to hit everybody with the car.
Oh, what the fuck?
Hold on. Without hitting them.
Hit them? How do you hit somebody without hitting them?
We would chase them, and when we got about maybe 3 to 4 feet away from them, we would turn, you know, quickly turn not to hit them. Does that make sense?
That's not a manhunt at that point. That's
because I know this sounds crazy as shit, but for clarity, we wasn't going excessive speeds. It was almost like doing donuts and shit in this empty baseball field, and then like you just try to jump out the way and shit.
It was more so for an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, and I don't know how we didn't get the cops called because we did this about 2 or 3 times until Digger fucked up the game one day.
How you fucking up?
You don't mind me telling?
I don't mind.
All right. So we did this a few times, and like, mind you, it's like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning when we're doing this shit.
Good lord.
Right. So it was with our brother Adam's car. He had this like 1986 Oldsmobile. It wasn't even made out of metal. That motherfucker was made out of fucking
fiberglass.
And what happened was we had our other homeboy with a Steven, and we were jumping back and forth and moving. Digger's behind the wheel, and if anybody know anything about Digger is heavy footed
because he has showing up is.
Showing up
is.
Well, he hit the gas, and I don't know if he was trying to hit the brake or what happened, but something got stuck somewhere, and then the gas kept going. It was an old fucked up car. The gas got stuck, and then it went through a chain link fence.
Oh!
He said there was as much sparks as the 4th of July.
He's supposed to throw that shit in neutral.
Yeah, so the smart thing to do would have been to drive through the fence completely. But mind you, it's a chain link fence. So what ended up happening was he gets through, the fence is all the way to where the windshield is. Instead of just driving through and just scratching the vehicle up and taking the L there, Digger decides to reverse.
Wow.
What the fuck?
So, when he reverses, the fence catches the hood of the car. And like I said, like, this was an Oldsmobile, so it's half fiberglass, half metal. Mm. So you see all these sparks, but the fiberglass piece that was on the hood, he puts a fucking hole the size of a fist, maybe bigger, in the hood of the car. Because it caught the fence, and then the fence caught the fucking hood.
He went to panic mode.
So mind you, like the story gets worse, and I'll just tell the rest of the story briefly.
Go ahead.
Before we left our house, because it was me, Digger, Adam, shout out to First, and Steven. We got a homeboy, Steven, drunk. My dad has a little bar at his house, so we got him drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did this because we was waiting to go see some girls, and I think we told the Dorchester story where we met the girls. Yeah. We told that before. It was that night. So we go to assess the damage of the car at the, you remember when they used to have that rest stop right there off of I-26 right past College Park?
Oh, no, still there.
Yeah,
the rest area still
yeah,
there.
Still there.
Yep.
I didn't know if it's still an active rest stop, but we stopped at that rest stop, and we were out there, Adam and Digger looking at the car, looking at the hole, talking about it. You know, we're progressing through it. Adam has this BB gun that looks like a real fucking gun. And it's like hard metal and it feels like a real gun, but it's a BB gun. Drunk ass Steven gets out the car and starts waving that motherfucker around. And then it's like a state trooper, like two
state troopers.
Two state troopers, like two cars down. And mind you, at this point, it wasn't 1 a.m. on this one. We did that at like 11:30. So at this point, it's like midnight. So, yeah.
God damn. What the hell?
And the worst part about it was the state troopers were sitting there delegating outside their car. Steven jumps on the hood of the car while Adam and I are assessing the car.
I check it. Steven is a white boy.
No, Steven is mixed. No, Steven's retarded as hell.
Well.
Yeah, so listen. Steven jumps on the hood of the car while we're assessing the damage. And I'm talking about how much I'm going to pay Adam. And he has his pistol in his hand, yelling, "Hootie hoo!" as loud as possible.
What the fuck are you going to do?
So we get him out of the car, we get him in there.
But luckily, I have never seen Red snatch somebody up so fast in my life.
They looked over. They looked over at us, and they could see. And I think they kind of gave us some leniency because they could see Adam and Digga assessing the damage on the car. And obviously, the hole's big enough where I think the state trooper could see it from like two holes down. They were like, "This motherfucker's about to hit something."
Wow.
So,
what the hell, Roy?
Yeah, that shit was wild.
Word.
But yeah, that was that was vehicular manhunt.
Yeah. So the next question reads, name three things you're proud of. And that was asked by Tabby.
What is a Tabby?
Challenge. Oh, no. Oof. Tabby is who asked the question.
Oh.
Shout out to Tabby.
Shut that laugh at Tabby. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Tabby, thank you for the question there, baby. Okay. All right. Oh, shit. Three things I am proud of. I'm proud of myself, of course. Nigga, 18 years in the goddamn military, I didn't think I was gonna last this long. Hell. Proud of my mama, because I love her, of course. And proud of... I only got two for right now. I mean, sure,
all right, two's good.
Digress. Yeah, I'm gonna digress and pass it on to Mark, so I think about this last one.
Two's good
for me. I'm proud of the position I put myself in life, because I allowed myself to experience different things and collect memories from the things that I've done, good and bad. That I could just think back and like, yo, man, that shit was wild, or I did that shit. So I'm glad of the path that I decided to take. Because
made you who you are.
Yeah, I mean, made me who I am. Yeah. Memories I created. Definitely proud of my family, all of my family, just because I love them to death. So, and then I'm proud of where I am currently, because going through those memories and some of those situations I've been through, I ain't gonna lie, man. It was a couple days where I was just thinking like, shit, nigga. I just need to go out there and like rob somebody, go to jail, cause regular life on, you know what I mean? That's something.
Yeah, shit, it got rough. Yeah, yeah.
Got a little rough, and I didn't know. I didn't really see a light at the end of the tunnel in my whole days back then. But I was able to make it. I like where I'm at now. So those are a couple things I'm proud of.
Word. Gunner.
I'm proud to be black.
Amen.
Hey.
Man.
What is it?
Everything else is just extra credit. It's hard enough being black.
Yeah.
You right.
Hey, yo, Stacy. Talk to me, baby.
I'm proud of anything positive, like anything, anybody positive, anything good. I'm proud of it. It ain't no one thing.
All right, so
you go get a car wash tomorrow. I'm proud of it.
The phrase that I just said, you're a real trooper if you know where that came from.
I know where it came from.
I didn't even hear what you said.
I said, yo, Stacy, talk to me, baby.
I gotta know.
Come on, Tugan, your movie, bro. You gotta know where this is from.
I don't know.
A Goofy movie.
I don't know. What is that, The Wood or something?
No, a Goofy movie.
It was a Goofy
movie. Like the actual Goofy.
Yeah, a Goofy movie.
The blackest Disney movie ever made.
I ain't seen that shit in so long.
Hold on, Mark. Hold on. Lion King was the blackest one, goddamn.
No, Lion King. A Goofy movie was definitely the blackest movie ever made.
Lion King wasn't really a black movie because Simba had a father.
I mean, Simba didn't have no daddy. Daddy gone. He had to grow up without a daddy.
Yeah, but he died.
What's blacker than that?
Most lions just don't give a fuck. They bounce. This nigga had to die. That was not no black lion.
No, but see, still. I will explain why a Goofy movie is the blackest movie ever. Okay? I'll make this real brief. For one, the concert scene at the beginning. Mad nigga shit. Okay. Heating up fucking, what's that shit called? Alphabet soup with a lighter. Mad nigga shit. Okay. You changing your route to see a power line concert when your dad just wanted to go on a fishing trip. Mad nigga shit. Okay. Getting expelled on the last day of school. Shout out to my brother. Madness.
You really had to bring that up, huh?
Keep it gangster, dog. Keep it gangster.
I mean, for those who told me, I mean, Goofy's dad worked at the fucking Sears Photo Center. I mean, Max's dad.
I gotta watch that movie again.
That movie's dope. I don't care what anybody says.
I don't think I ever watched it straight through.
This nigga battled Bigfoot. This man had Bigfoot listening to the fucking Bee Gees.
What the hell?
You don't remember that?
Hell no, I don't.
Oh, you shit.
I'm about to be out here. I got to be like too good. I got to watch.
I'm going to watch this shit on Disney Plus when we're done.
Is that you remember him vibing and staying alive?
No. Oh, shit. Nope.
Ray, you remember that, right?
I remember the whole movie. I probably can recite most of it word for word.
Oh, so can I. So, all right, going on into the next question. What celebrity do you think you're most alike?
What?
What celebrity do you think you're most alike with?
Does that have to be like celebrity?
Paul answered this. Paul asked this. Shout out to Paul.
Oh, good question, Paul. I would say Samuel Jackson.
What?
Because I curse a lot.
You bald headed.
Ah, you son of a bitch. Oh, what the hell was that? What the fuck?
Ain't Samuel known for being bald?
And I was honestly thinking about being Nick Fury for Facebook. Jesus Christ, for Halloween. That's it, Thanksgiving.
Hey, might as well.
Just saying.
Thanksgiving?
It fits, huh? Yeah.
For me, I don't know. I feel like I'm a mixture of people. I will say this. I have a friend who met a celebrity, and he texted me and told me I'm just like this celebrity because he worked with them. But he said Marlon Wayans.
Okay,
I can see that.
I get Marlon Wayans and I get Will Smith. Those are the two that I typically get from people.
Oh shit! I'm sorry, Mark. I get the same shit. Either Lawrence Fishburne, Will Smith. Some bitch called me Lil Bill one time. I almost lost my shit.
Wow.
She said, like, you look like Lil Bill. I said,
Lil Bill's the black coyote.
You don't get your mug ass out my damn face. But yeah, that yeah. Go ahead.
Somebody got kicked in the face after that.
Gunner.
You know Lil Bill was fucking spiking Kool-Aid, bitch?
Mr. Kool-Aid. I don't know. I don't got one.
All right, so okay, cool.
I got one. I don't think so, no.
I think right. you gotta give Gunner an answer for that one. Like, you know him better than you know all of us.
Yeah, guys.
I would say if I was to give Gunner anybody, it would be Raekwon.
I can see that. I can definitely.
And that's because they both have the same type of attitude.
I can see that. That's a good.
They don't take shit from nobody, and like I said, I do believe that they're the same height in real life.
Probably.
But if you ever watch an interview with Raekwon, it's nothing but Two Gun. I promise you.
No, it's very blunt and straight to the point. And also, I saw when Raekwon made what's that motherfucker, Steve-O? He made a motherfucker.
Oh, face. Oh, about the old dirty bitch.
Yeah, that shit was funny as fuck, bro.
I'm like, Steve-O was, Gunner would do some shit like that.
That nigga was scared as shit, bro.
I was gonna say
motherfucking Eddie Griffin. I was gonna say Eddie Griffin.
Oh man,
he just say whatever he want to say. It is real. It is. What
Eddie
it is.
Griffin go a little too far sometimes.
He does.
Like, he was talking about the flat Earth thing and the how you say it, affirmment.
Yeah, but that's.
Oh,
I know you're talking about.
Have you ever seen? Oh wait. Oh god, I forget the name of the album. But Eddie Griffin has an album where he's talking about white music, and he has a song called "Mommy's Gotta Go."
Yo, where is Eddie Griffin? Is he still like?
He's still alive.
I'm saying, who's actually seeing him physically? And
I don't know, but what you talking about when he talking about like the flat Earth shit? Yeah. Like that is post dried up boots. Deuce Bigelow, check Eddie Griffin. Mm. That is like, late 2020.
But last time I went to Vegas, when I was flying back home, the guy on the plane was Eddie Griffin's nutritionist, and he was riding on a plane right. He like showed me all these pictures in his phone. I mean, he still looks the same, but you know, like, he just says, you know, he just lives in his mansion and doesn't go out and everything, and that's what he does.
Eddie Griffin looks like he takes healthy crack.
Healthy crack?
I don't know if that's a thing, but Eddie Griffin has that appearance that he uses healthy crack.
They cook that shit organic cocaine. That's that crack they cut with B12 instead of bigger.
But yeah, I would say Gunner reminds me so much of Raekwon. And if you want to see how Gunner really acts, look at any Raekwon interview.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the next question reads,
shit.
A genie pops up. What are your three wishes?
Well, I don't want to say that. My three wishes would be. Oh, it's gonna be like materialistic shit. I tell you that.
Well, because remember, you can't bring nobody from the dead. You can't. What was the rule?
Yeah.
You can't wish for other wishes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You can't make anybody fall in love. These are the Latin rules, right?
I mean, that's pretty much kind of a clear cut thing, though, ain't it?
Pretty much, yeah. Like materialistic shit. A better house, rent free. Wish for
you gonna leave that as a one wish, a better house?
Oh yeah, I'm talking about like 17 goddamn rooms that nobody gonna come to.
Yeah,
my
but
house.
You gotta be. Yeah. We talking about the genie. You gotta be specific with your wish.
Yeah, because you said a better house. This man will put you in a hotel.
For real.
A better house than what I'm living in. What the fuck? Okay, let me see here. You know, scratch that shit. I would want a private jet. Second wish, I want unlimited fuel. Third wish, No, I can't even say that.
Nigga wasting wishes. Why not just ask for $2 billion?
No, because I can make that shit on my own.
$2
billion? I can make it on my own. Money and things.
Shit, yeah, you'd be 80 years old before you can spend it.
Hey, look here. Get that retirement check. last wish would be... Nigga, this is what happened when you get put on the spot. It's like, oh shit, what the, woo. I would wish for all my family members going through this and that as far as health wise to be wiped away.
Mm. There you go. Word.
I like that.
And that's it.
If I was being specific, wish number one would be I wish to have a business that generated for me personally $5 million a day of a business that generated $5 million a day continuously for the rest of my life. And the reason why I do it that way, as opposed to getting a lump sum, is because you're always going to have money, no matter what, and it's always going to be continuous. So,
can I get a dollar?
Just go back in time 400 years and be a slave master.
God damn! Wow.
Can I do it the easy way?
I thought that was the easy way.
Can I do it the easy way and like invest in like Apple stock or some shit?
Oh,
like
you'd be investing in Apple stock, all right. How them niggas picking apples out of orchard.
But that's wish number one. Wish number two will be along the lines of what Mikey said and just make sure that all my family, my friends, will be in a good position in life, where they don't have to tap into my personal wealth because they're getting their own wealth themselves.
Hey, don't ask me for money, motherfucker. Don't ask me for money.
The rich don't stay rich by giving it away. And my wish number three. I don't know. This is a hard one.
Hey, yo.
Paul.
Get on your toes.
You know what? Okay. Wish number three, I guess, for me would be to put myself, would be to make sure that I am of good health. So that way I can do things that I currently can't do right now.
Yep. Work. Yeah, I'll tell you that, because goddamn, I can't go out there and play flag football no more. You crazy as hell. My knees is fucked up, boy.
All right, gonna.
Here we go. First off, give me like $10 billion.
Okay.
And everybody, my family, make them all healthy. And third wish, I would want like to have the same powers is like Superman.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I ain't even thinking none of that shit.
So I'm gonna be spending this money for a long time and fucking bitches for a long time.
All right. I didn't even think about the superhero aspect.
You gotta get some kind of power. Word. It don't gotta be Superman, but I narrow it down in some way.
And you're right.
Captain America at the least.
Strong. So the next
season. Me and some ice and dump me out 100 years later. Let me see what's going on.
Go ahead, Dick. So the next question.
The next question reads, what is the best television show ever?
Ever? Martin.
And this was asked by Georgia.
How you gonna ask
Georgia?
Niggas been dragging the planet for 40 years. You know how many television shows they want?
Well, in my opinion, it would be motherfucker Martin, bro. I'm telling you.
Florida.
You can keep what? Well, I would say except
after a state.
But you want to know something?
For, except for the last season.
Martin is nothing but Martin. It's like it's Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
You know what? I haven't thought about it that way.
Martin is Fred. Pam is Esther. Cole is Bubba. Tommy is Grady.
Yep.
And then you got your little minor characters that just be around.
Yo, I never thought of it that way, though. For real. Gosh, damn, okay.
Sanford and Son with a bitch.
Well, you remember Sanford did have his little girlfriend named what was his girlfriend name?
But she wasn't a part of the crew though.
Yeah, she didn't get screen time like Gina gets screen time.
Yeah, no, she did, but you know, they had to make it a little something different.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mark.
I don't really have an answer for this because there's a lot of shows that I like. My favorite show of all time, especially the first 10 seasons of The Simpsons. Would I put it as the best show of all time? That's a hard question, Paul.
Nigga, you got 35 seasons to choose from. Shit.
I would have to roll with The Simpsons just because of longevity and, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Damn. What's a show I could just watch over and over? See, that's hard because it's like, yeah. Do you want to go comedy or do you want to go drama? Best show of all time. That's hard, to be honest with you. It's real, because like Martin, you said Martin, I get it. That's what he liked. You say Simpsons, I get it. Damn.
I mean, Game of Thrones was my backup.
That's a drama. That's like
a back.
That's kind of a quick watch. Well, it's not a quick watch. But you know, I'm thinking something like the Jeffersons, or it's hard, something along that line.
Family Matters, shit like that.
Something family comedy up there.
Am I the only one that really doesn't fuck with Family Matters?
Probably.
I think so. Maybe. See, on this show, yeah.
I really want to say The Wire. That's my favorite show of all time. But
yo, yeah. I was just about to say that shit.
Yeah,
yo,
but you can't just sit up and watch that all the time. You'd be out here trying to figure out where to do the hair on it. It's still dropping bodies on the outside.
Nigga, how can you not fuck with a show where they destroyed the kitchen window like 5 times a season?
It's not that. It's just, you know, the Winslows homeowners insurance had to be up there.
See, Digger wants to make stuff reality that's not reality.
Right.
Yeah, it's a TV show. There's like, no.
I remember the first time I was really upset at Family Matters. Remember when they were doing the rope climbing thing in high school and Steve beat Ted because he had a rocket launcher on his back.
Oh my God, bro. What in the come? I give you that one, Digga, because
that's the first time that really made me upset.
What you mean?
I bet you they want.
This nigga made a machine where he could turn himself into another nigga.
Yeah, but guess what? That rocket launcher in the school, that jetpack in the school, I bet you they won't show that episode at the Columbine.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Shit! Damn!
My bad.
A jet.
Damn, all right. Don't care.
What about the episode What about the episode where there was a basketball competition when Steve had to partner up with Grandmama?
Larry the black.
Oh my god!
Because Eddie bitch ass rolled with who did he play with?
Spider. Oh shit! Spider. Yeah.
Yo, hey, speaking of basketball, how come, if you want to talk about realism, How come them motherfuckers, when Steve Urkel came out and saved the goddamn high school team, how come that motherfucker high school gym is no bigger than this living room?
Bruh, that shit.
Because you know? That's the only show one side. Bel Air was like that too.
Yeah, yeah, Bel Air was like that too.
I was going to say, the Fresh Prince of Bel Air had a smaller gym.
Yeah, it's a yeah, big, yeah, it's Steve, this gym's in Bel Air, man. This motherfucker.
Steve over there moving different on the goddamn basketball
it's like
court,
this.
Boy.
What was, show?
The fuck?
Wait, what show? What?
Hello, hello, hello. Oh shit!
Oh, oh shit! Did he put? Did he press mute?
He probably did.
Because nobody said the Fresh Prince. Like I'd rather watch the Fresh Prince than Family Matters.
Hey, too good. Hold on. Hey, we hit nothing you said in the beginning because you went quiet.
I said like, which shows really have the most watchability? Rewatchability.
Oh, I would watch the Fresh Prince before I watch Family Matters.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Like, would you?
I don't see my black ass.
Like Martin, I can rewatch Martin.
I can rewatch
like a motherfucker.
I will say one thing about a show that sort of disturbed me a little. Okay.
Uh oh.
Like the show Step by Step disturbed me a little.
Why?
Day by day.
They had a guest room in the house, but Cody slept out in a camper.
Cody slept in his van.
Yeah, he slept in the camper.
He was a grown ass man.
You're sleeping in no damn guest room. You want to have bitches over? You can have him in the guest room. He's clapping cheeks and shit.
Here's the thing. Did Cody work?
Yeah, he worked with Frank.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
He worked with Frank. And you gotta remember that was like a cool cliche thing to have like a van.
Oh, pretty much
a bed. Like,
I thought Cody was kind of like retarded or something.
Nah, he
I know we're not supposed to use the R word on the show, but
it was just like a cliche surfer, like just like Hillary was a valley girl. Cody was just like a Michelangelo.
I don't know if he was retarded, yeah, was high, like.
Yeah, he was just like a Michelangelo. He was just goofy.
Gotcha.
And another reason, one more thing before you press on. Another reason why I would say The Wire is second to me is because I grew up in Baltimore, so.
That is true.
Oh, so you're selling the coke off your bike.
So you gotta get your groove on.
The next question is from a female named Marcellus. Yes, that's her real name.
Oh, Marcellus
Wallace.
Marcellus Wallace.
It says,
go ahead, nigga.
What do you want to accomplish before you die?
Shit, that is a deep ass question. What do I want to accomplish? Well, I want to retire in the military. I mean, it's getting difficult towards the end than it was like, you know, this whole 18 years. But what I want to accomplish is just to move back home, motherfucker, take care of moms, take care of my sisters, my brothers. And, you know, I'm just a giving person, you know what I'm saying? So I like to take care of my family. So, yeah. That's what I want to accomplish. You know, get out of here and just be successful enough to where I can take care of my peoples.
Word.
Mine's just gonna be a simple answer, and I want to say I just want to accomplish living. And the reason why I say it like that is because I don't want to be on my deathbed and be like, damn man, why didn't I do this? Or damn man, like, you know what I mean? I just want to. Just make sure that I go out there and live and enjoy myself and put my family in a good position so they can live comfortably.
There you go.
Because you know I mean? You don't never know when the time's going to hit. So,
yep.
So, living.
It's my turn.
It's my turn.
I don't know. I think about accomplishing shit. Like, you know. My mom will be all right. That's really the only family I got that I would have to take care of. She'll be straight.
There you go. Yes, sir.
You know, just day by day shit. Like, If I want to try something new, I'll try it. That's basically it. You know, just think about.
All right.
That's it. Try new shit.
Yeah.
Do new things. At this age.
Well, I say I'm hesitant on trying new shit. You know, my goddamn stubborn ass. Hey, Mike, you want to go horseback riding up in the mountains? Hell no, I don't want to do all that shit.
Nah, but you know, it's some things that you couldn't do that you could do now, and when you got the time, shit like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man. Like, go arm wrestle a grizzly bear or some shit, see if we still got
this
it.
This nigga said arm wrestle. How are you going to like grizzly bear?
Yes, damn, if you see me in the woods,
say that. Still that long.
Save the bear.
Save the bear. Oh shit.
I think that's the scariest thing in life though. Like a nigga like me scared of them woods for real now. Like I say, when you little, you don't think about that shit.
Bruh, no sir.
Nigga, like yo, for real, when you go to the woods, you gotta think about okay. When you go in the woods, you gotta figure out like what kind of firearms am I really gonna take to put something down?
You know what I mean? Understand. We used to go in the woods all willy nilly, and we lived in the South. Yeah. Snakes, bears.
Yeah,
but you ain't really seen too many bears down there.
You see, like the foxes and those that kind of bullshit.
You go other places; they got mountain lions for real. You know what I mean? Come on,
we got coyotes.
I'm over here. We got. We got motherfucking. I'm over here in the goddamn desert, nigga. We got spiders, rattlesnakes, just random shit.
See, you got shit that can get your ass while you sleeping just in the middle of the night.
Nigga, exactly. Yeah, we was different. In the woods with these motherfuckers before.
Yeah, see, that's a little different. It's that, you know, I might want to go camping, but then I got to worry about the grizzly bear coming because he smells of Snickers.
Got this goddamn elk, this big ass elk walking through the motherfuckers. What the fuck?
I was like, I watched Jurassic Park the other day. I'm like, yo, this movie don't make no sense. How was y'all able to run from these animals? These motherfuckers was killing for 60 million years, and y'all just somehow knew how to run? Y'all just, hey.
Oh, shit. That's funny as hell.
We see a pit bull in the gate, and we freeze up.
We out.
You freeze up first. You be like, yo, what this dog about to do? Am I going to run or am I going to jump on top of the Suburban?
Holy shit.
You got T-Rex pushing explorers over cliffs that shouldn't have been there, and y'all surviving that shit. made six whole movies off of murdering animals.
Holy shit.
So the second to last question is, my favorite concert I went to was what?
The only concert I went to, actually, I went to two of them, but my one was shit, what was the motherfucking one where Ray was up there with I can't remember. It's a Texas rap. I think it's a Texas rapper. Hey, what's the name? I can't think of his name.
You talking about
the Slim Thug show?
That was Slim Thug.
There he goes. Yeah. Slim Thug. That was the one.
Slim Thug concert.
Ray
was taking pictures of Slim Thug.
Shout out to Ray. Hey, you was wild for that one, though.
What was that called?
It was at Music Farm.
The Music Farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both of the concerts I went to would be at the Music Farm. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I went to three concerts. But the best concert I went to was the Big Crit.
I was at the Music Farm.
Oh, was it Bun B at Music Farm too?
Bun B at Music Farm too.
Yo, remember when remember when I dropped my drink on that bouncer? Because we were up in VIP and my drink slipped out my hand and it landed on the bouncer's head. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, how you pull that off?
And that VFU shit wasn't shit.
No, because when he looked up, I was like, who did that? I ain't say shit.
Yo, it was funny. Like, we got VIP tickets, but we didn't stay up in VIP. We just went down to where everybody else was. That shit was funny as hell. Yeah, I went to 4 concerts, but my favorite one would be the Big Crit one, because, like, Cliff put me on Big Pauls, put me on Big Crit a while ago, and he's been one of the most underrated rappers out there.
Ain't no lies, though. I felt shawty. For me, I don't know, man. I seen Prince twice. I seen Jay-Z twice. Three times. I seen Fabulous and Pusha T front row. Man, I've been to a shit ton of shows. I would have to say, you know what? My favorite concert in Diggle is there. I'm going to have to say Prince Musicology.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. That was a dope. That was a dope tour.
That was a dope tour. And the only one of the reasons why I like that show Prince did the thing. The encore was dope because it came out and did Beautiful Ones and Purple Rain as the encore, which is two of my favorite Prince songs of all time.
Oh, but like he did in the actual, movie, came out there for the encore and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was exactly like that. We would also sit, despite Adam's lady that was with us, who kind of almost, she had an opportunity to ruin the show, definitely ruined it for him. But there was these two chicks. It was a lady and her daughter, and the whole time Diggle was like vibing with them, and that kind of made the show fun because they were just the way they were kind of interacting with us. And the lady, she must have been like 40s or 50s at the time, and her daughter was like what, Diggle?
In her 20s,
like 20s or some shit like that. And if it wasn't for Adam's lady, I was looking at Diggle like, damn, we might.
So it was like another grown. It was like the first grown ups.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, nigga. I mean, what the fuck, nigga?
Look at this motherfucker. Hell
yeah. Her daughter, and it's a good ass show.
You ever seen the movie Soul Man?
Why's the cop blocking us?
Yeah. Oh shit. Soul Man is in my top 10 or top 20. Top 20. Top 20.
You ever seen the movie Soul Man?
Top 20. Yes, sir.
Where Bernie Mac and Samuel Jackson take the mother and daughter back to their rooms.
Oh my lord.
We could have had that situation if it wasn't for yeah.
What was like that? What's your daddy thinking you sleep with a black man?
Almost like Scooby-Doo. If we would have had that situation, it wasn't for that meddling bitch.
Oh. All right, so Gunner, what's your favorite concert?
I've never been to a concert before.
What? Oh. And nigga, you in New York?
I never like crowds.
You're right. I don't like them neither.
The only concert I was going to go to, just forgot about it. It was a Ghostface concert I was supposed to go to. It was a couple. Man, I just forget.
All right, so I think y'all know my obvious answer was the New York State of Mind tour. Because I always had on my bucket list, I'm going to see Nas before I die, and I was able to do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There you go. And I have it. I would love to be in one of those arenas for any of these damn tours that's going on.
But the New York
and it's a lot of people. Tour,
the New York State of Mind tour. I think the only thing that really bothered me about it was there was just people going there just for the clout of the Wu-Tang Clan. Didn't know any of their songs. Had all their Wu-Tang shirts on. This and the third, right? So, you know, you make small talk before concert, right? So what song do you want to hear? And they're just like, oh, I'm just here for the Wu-Tang Clan, bro. That's cool. What song do you want to hear?
What'd they say?
I'm just here for the Wu-Tang Clan, bro.
I mean, that's beneficial to the Wu-Tang Clan and Oz, though, isn't it?
Yeah, for the money.
Yeah.
They're getting the money. Because ain't nothing to fuck with. Just saying.
Last question reads, two movies that I cannot live without.
Ooh, shit! Oh, god damn, two. Oh, hell. The Last Dragon.
There we go.
Who's the master? Goddamn. Oh, shit. All right. Last Dragon. Wait,
Before we go, I got.
Go ahead.
You tell Bruce Lee Ray, wait a minute. Who's playing this shit?
That's not even mine. I don't own that.
Kissing shoes and everything.
What's all that kung fu crap if you can't even use it?
You can't use it.
Go mess his hand on that.
Coward.
Coward.
Over there hitting the motherfucking punch bag and shit. You coward. Oh, shit. Oh, see, there we go. Last Dragon and, oh, God.
I was a child, but when that bitch said, you sure look like a master to me, I was like, oh, she talking to me.
Yeah. Oh, fine ass boy. Golly.
What's going on in my pants?
Yeah, what a nasty girl, boy. That's a nasty girl in a nasty world. I'm telling you. Oh, God. What's the next movie? God damn it. What's the next movie? I would say. Oh, shit. It's between Black Dynamite and motherfucking and motherfucking I just had a movie in my head. I'm sorry, y'all. Oh, hell. And oh shit. Harlem Nights.
There was a good one.
God damn.
You take Harlem Nights over Coming to America?
Shit. Hey, yo. shit. Yeah, Come to America. Boom.
Red? Oh, man. My two definitely, well, and this is tough because I want to say Rush Hour 1, but I'm going to have to say Rush Hour 2 over Rush Hour 1.
Rush Hour 2 was,
You ain't gonna get the motherfucker.
Now, which Rush Hour 2? That was the museum at the end.
Yeah, when he slid down that whole fucking thing.
No, that was Rush Hour 1.
No, that was not. Yeah, that was too young. That was too young.
Rush Hour 2 was the casino.
Okay, okay.
Get closer. Yeah, get closer. Yeah, very
close. And then I'm gonna have to say Die Hard.
I knew he was gonna say Hitch. Die Hard.
Okay, yeah. All right, I see.
And Hitch would be a runner up.
Hitch!
Yeah. They used to call me the Hitch of Charleston. What are you talking about?
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, there's so many movies, though, bro. God damn.
So many.
So who?
Ah, fuck Hitch. Money Talks over Hitch. I'm sorry.
All about the Benjamins.
That was a good one too.
You gonna pick Money Talks over Friday?
Oh, shit, yo! God damn, too done, bro. Friday.
Everybody knows Friday is hands down the funniest Black Hood movie of all time.
You right.
It's nothing funnier than Friday all the way through.
You right. Shit. Which Friday, though? Is the original
first one,
Friday?
The first
or...
one, yeah.
Okay. So,
what's your two?
My two?
Is Friday one of your two?
No, hell no. City of God is one of them.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one too. Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah, here we go with the second one. Damn, like, right. I would say The Last Dragon, but I seen that movie so much, I could perform that shit in the house all the way through with the soundtrack going. So I ain't gonna say The Last Dragon. Damn, that's a hard, what's another movie like I just gotta.
City of Boys and Hood?
Nah.
Misses.
Nope. I'm trying to
Dead President?
Dead President. What do you think of? I might go with Shot Time, to be honest with you.
Ooh, you know, yes, sir. Okay.
You know which movie I'm going with?
No, fuck Shot Time. I'm going with the motherfucking first Care Bears movie, nigga.
This nigga.
Hey. Nicholas.
What you got, nigga? What you got, bro?
I'm going with one movie and one movie only.
Oh, shit.
Tropic Thunder is a good one.
I watched that last night. Fell asleep on it.
Let me tell you why Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder has so many quotable lines for me.
The dancer does.
Like when Al Pacino was going to say, I'm the one that bought you the noodle legs. Do noodle legs. Do noodle legs. And he's like, nah, do the seizure, baby.
Nah, I'm not going to lie.
Now, fuck all that Care Bear shit. I can't live my life without the Temptations movie. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I put that shit on.
Oh, boy. Ain't nobody come to see you, boys.
I put that shit on any given time. Any given time. For real.
No, but nigga, for real, Trauma Thunder, man. I only seen that movie, honestly, only seen that movie one time.
Watch it again.
Like I said, I put that shit on last night. It's on Hulu.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, yep, I got Hulu, I'm on it.
Watch it again.
I'm on it.
It's a lot of good-ass but movies, though.
It's an honorable mention that I got, y'all. It's Never Ending Story.
Nigga, there we go.
Bruh, I'm telling you.
The Never Ending Story.
Yo, not meaning to put my life on blast like that. You know where I saw the Never Ending Story at?
Uh-oh.
You what?
Charter.
Wow.
Where our first scene in Never Ending Story was Charter Hospital of Charleston. I kid you not.
No. That, hold on. Why would they play the most stressful childhood movie at Charter? You know how many emotions you go through watching that fucking shit? The nigga get ran down the street, thrown in the trash can. The motherfucking Atreyu loses damn horse Atreyu. In the swamp of Farlows and all kind of shit.
Hey, that was the worst. I'm sorry. That was the worst part.
I'm not even going to lie. I have a bad experience. Go ahead and tell your story, but I have a bad experience Never in the Story, too.
I had two movies that I watched at Charter all the time, okay? Uh-huh. One was Never Ending Story. The second was What About Bob?
Damn. And Bob about a crazy motherfucker too? Not for real.
It was. That's your
Jesus Christ. Oh, shit.
All right, go ahead and tell your story, Red.
Now, my story about Never Ending Story was... So I met this chick.
I knew it was coming, bro.
I met this chick at this bar, and she used to work at this bar, and we started talking a little bit. And matter of fact, it was a chick that I don't know if you was there, Mikey. A chick I met at Market Street Saloon. She had the glasses.
Market Street Saloon. Which one was that?
It was the one by Norfolk Mall, and then they had one downtown.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Oh, okay, I got you. Pressure.
Yeah, so I met the chick there, and like she used to always like come over after a shift and stuff. Like, now, mind you, I didn't beep. I didn't beep. But she just always come over after a shift, we'd hang out and shit like that. She'll sleep over at the house. I never beep. Well, one day she came over before she had to work, and it was like. I could tell that she wanted to like I was like I'm gonna beat it up today, and she was like, well, just put a movie on, and we put on Never in this Story, part two. Mm. And
time out. You said what part two?
Never in the Story, part two.
What?
Fuck part two.
With Jonathan Brandis, like, what's his name?
Fuck part two.
Whatever.
With sidekicks, nigga.
We put that movie on, and for some reason, we just started watching it, and that shit was so boring that we both fell asleep.
Yeah, Never Ending Part Two is disrespectful.
That shit was horrible.
Falcon looked like a trash.
We both fell asleep, and then as we both sleeping, like she wakes up and she's late for work and she gets pissed off. And then I'm just like, man, fuck this movie. And I never hit, and the bitch never came back after that.
You should have never watched the part two, motherfucker.
You know what's funny? That was the only DVD I had in my room for some reason.
Wow.
Lord have mercy.
You must have stole that from Best Buy or something. Like, you really
bought it. Had to. Nigga, what?
Is that like one of them two discs you get two for one and you just had that one?
No, funny story. When I used to work at Best Buy, like we used to like get free DVDs when we sold shit, and I think that was like the free DVD, and it was just sitting on my.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of that shit.
Good Lord, have mercy.
Fuck me up with some cheeks, man.
Say my name.
Oh my name.
Her name was what was her name? Moonchild.
Shit.
I think it was like Moonchild or some shit. I read it was like Moonchild.
He yelled out some shit. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Little bitch.
But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Diggy Jones. These are the Troublemakers.
Yeah.
I sound so much like David Ruffin.
I'm David Ruffin, and these are the Temptations. I might come to see you, Otis.
But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun. That's Yoga. That's Red. And we are the Troublemakers. And yeah, I want to thank you guys for asking the questions to ask the correspondents. I hope you got a chance to know them better. Closing statements, however y'all want to do it.
Hey, I greatly appreciate y'all with these questions and shit. And if more viewers, Lord Jesus, more listeners want to ask questions, by all means, go ahead and do what you do. Appreciate y'all, boy, for keeping this podcast going for as long as we have. You know what I'm saying? And this is on my mind. I got to say this. Another movie would be goddamn Cyborg. With motherfucking Jean-Claude.
This Van Damme. Nigga picked the weirdest Jean-Claude movie.
That is my shit, though. Yo, that is my shit.
It was a shit in 89. Yo, you go back to Cyborg, you be like, yo, what was we watching?
Hey, it was just on tonight. So I was like, shit, I'm going to sit here and watch this shit before the show.
Like, they nailed the nigga to the cross and he somehow got down.
Bro, he was kicking the shit out of motherfucker. I appreciate y'all for listening, and make sure that y'all are taking care of yourselves. Please, make sure your feet done, nails done, hair done, teeth brushed, and wash your ass. God don't make no mistakes.
It's too cold to be musky.
Boy.
What?
Thanks for the show. It was a fun show. Thank you for the questions. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world still. So make sure y'all taking care of yourself and watching over one another. I don't want to get into all the stuff going on because we had a very good show. outside of that, keep asking questions. Keep filling Digger's inbox. I don't know if that's a pause or not.
It sounded a little raunchy.
It's questionable. It's questionable.
Mad questionable.
And comments on things y'all would like to hear us talk about on the show. Pass off the gun and God don't make no mistakes.
There it is.
That was a little raunchy now. I don't know what you was thinking when you said it, but you said it.
But you said it, nigga.
What?
There it is! What y'all know about that
shit? They don't know about reaching that upper level in this motherfucker.
Well, you got that glow.
You got that glow, baby. Man. All the listeners out there, I'm not sure if y'all could get the glow, but try to get the glow. You know? Nigga, he a wasa kung fu master.
Wasa!
That's the wasa.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, I met him twice in person.
Oh, you met the wasa?
Yeah, I met Tom Mark in a. I was walking past a Starbucks and I saw him in there and I went in there.
Get the fuck out of here.
And all that.
Everything, so, too.
I had a pause moment with myself. I ain't gonna lie.
You're so damn stupid, bro.
The nigga had the glow, man.
I can't.
I hug that man like he, I hug that man like he's my goddamn daddy.
Man. I can't breathe.
Oh, shit. He ain't showing no moves though.
Oh man. Shit!
Oh man! Oh man!
Oh shit.
The other time I saw him, I was at the I don't know, I can't remember. It was a Zab Judah fight. It was a Miguel Cotto fight. I don't know whether it was he was fighting Zab Judah or Shane. But that motherfucker was walking through Madison Square Garden. You remember how who was it? Shang Tsung? Remember how he used to float across the screen? Like yeah. That motherfucker's feet never touched the floor? I swear that's how that nigga walked in real life.
Oh man, oh man.
For real, you know how when you walk, you have like an up and down motion?
Yeah. You walk.
You know what I'm talking about? This motherfucker walks smooth like he on the airport treadmill. Like he just glide across the floor.
I said, across the captain.
For real, the nigga don't have the up and down motion. The nigga just glides across the damn floor.
Oh,
I was
shit.
Like, yeah, that's the motherfucking last dragon right there, for real.
Oh, man. What the fuck?
But that's my Tymock story. I'm done.
Nigga Jones.
That nigga is shiny as hell, too, like Jermaine Jackson. That nigga well exfoliated and moisturized, too.
All right, so it's my go?
Yeah.
Talk about what I want to accomplish in life. That skin, nigga.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank y'all for the questions to the correspondents. We are the troublemakers. It is the holidays. Seasonal depression is real. If you know anybody going through a bad time, just call them and ask them if they're okay. That's cool.
Invite them over to watch The Last Dragon.
I'm going to close out with a song, y'all.
Oh, all right. Shit.
The Troublemakers theme. How about that?
What's
hey.
That?
Bad,
What is this song from?
I know this motherfucker. Oh my god.
that's Miami Sound Machine.
But wasn't that on a movie?
Was it?
It was on the end of a movie.
It was. God damn it, dude.
Oh Lord.
Like the end of a cartoon or something.
Sounds like the Heathcliff theme.
Oh, wow.
Digga, you got me Googling this shit.
Got him. Got him.
You really got me Googling this shit because Oh, fuck, man.
I swear that was on somebody's soundtrack or like the score of a movie.
Look it up. I think it was. Why does this band have 50 fucking members?
Because they probably switched them out like the Temptations.
Or let's see. Yeah. Oh, it was featured in 3 Men and a Baby.
That's what it was. Because we used to watch that shit all the time as a kid.
That shit might have been
in another movie too.
What's the name of that song?
I might have surfed that shit.
Oh, Bad Boy by the Miami Sound Machine.
Okay. Damn, boy, they had a lot of motherfuckers in this group, boy.
This is it, yeah.
This for me. The hell is that?
What? Black Dynamite.
This for me and Mikey right here.
Get that shit, Lord Charles.
That bitch, no, she couldn't sing.
Not a damn. But we were singing the hell out of that goddamn shit.
I can't believe niggas was in love with a goddamn junkie. That motherfucker was fine though.
Yes, she was.
Red.
Ooh, higher than the motherfuckers.
About to play a song for you, Red.
Uh oh.
All right.
Oh no, I can't play a song for Red.
The whole end of the show is.
The whole end of the show is what?
Let's go get flagged for that.
I think. I'll say this shit.
Oh, y'all seen the new movie you got coming out?
No, not yet.
It's
Outlaw Johnny Black. I have not watched it yet. I gotta find out where it's streaming.
I think it said Paramount.
It better not be Paramount. Cause Paramount, they doing it bullshitting. They got a new Transformers movie on that shit too.
What?
I'm like,
what the Beast Wars?
Nigga over there.
Yeah.
That shit was corny.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I watched it, but it doesn't have no rewatchability for me.
Mm-mm-mm. Look at this shit. It is November 7th, and these motherfuckers got a whole bunch of Christmas movies out already. Nigga, what the fuck?
This Christmas.
Hey, you fuck around. I'm going to play that shit when I go to work tomorrow. Temptations Christmas.
Don't touch me.
I need to. I'm fucking with bitches like you. Fuck you, bitch.
Listen, what the fuck I got to say? What is this? Oh, that shit actually came out deals. It's my guilty pleasure song. It's called No Fighting, Just Fucking by Selly Cell.
Oh wow! Okay, all right. Wow! Praise Jesus!
You gotta pay for it. You gotta pay for it right now.
Oh shit! I gotta spend those
for it. It's on Amazon Prime, but I think you gotta pay for it, and it's on YouTube. You gotta pay for it.
What?
This is the longest ending of a show ever.
I know,
bruh. Hey, it is a lot of shit. We ain't been on the show in what, 2 weeks?
Kind of more than that.
As you said, look at this. Hey, listen, this is what happened when brothers get together and we can't stop talking. Goddamn, because we ain't talked to each other in a long ass time.
Ended this show.
We would have been like, hey, man, I'm about to ride out. You know what I'm saying? I got to go.
If anybody ever been to a black church, this shouldn't be a problem.
Boom.
You already know. God damn.
Everybody got to talk in the parking lot, talk on the way to the car, hanging out the window. Damn. Little kids in the car burning up, sleeping in the heat because granddaddy won't get in the car.
Look at it. If motherfuckers is burning up in the car, we learned that we needed to get out of the car. Okay. If it's hot as hell and your mama in the goddamn store, get your ass out the car. All right. So we ain't got anybody calling the goddamn police.
You got kids in the car. They just
nah, you know how when you go to the car first, they're gonna be right behind you. You end up like, damn. These are vinyl seats starting to get a little sticky.
Get your ass out that motherfucker.
But ladies and gentlemen, God bless and good night.
Peace.
Y'all be easy.
I'll see you next time.
Yes, sir.